Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they want you to look like this. I mean, they want
you
to
wear
copy
these shoes.
Everything the world's doing.
You gotta have that shirt.
So many people, they
but
want
if you
us
got
to be
that
like,
jacket with them shoes.
But
you gotta have that chain. They want us to have that new
I
hat.
I know who y'all want to be like, man.
Like,
you know what I mean?
I want to be like
oh,
Mike.
Okay. I be always dancing like every little chance, every little chance. Little man can't wait to get his hands on a whip. I know they don't understand life nor the issue with sin, but they know the article and the issue that 50 was in. You should hear him spit, little man's eyes trying to battle rap. I'm like, follow me to the script to see where the battle's at. But you can't, you're watching College Hill. I guess you dropped your cup and let the knowledge spill. Come on, I'm looking for the convicted to see who's new on the team. And tired of doing what they do on the screen. In other words, trying to see the ones that Jesus drafted. No matter what round pick, you were still engrafted. You ain't gotta walk miles for cheesecake to be signed with the squad. Fake too great to get you signed with God. So let them hear you say,
I wanna be like
Mike. Change the person's life after hearing the sinner pray.
Interfere with my dreams and take them to where the drain is. Nah,
I can't let that happen long as I'm living, cause I know God is my strength, but I'm only strong as my vision. Only a couple of things I depend on as a Christian. That's faith in his spirit so I can rise cause he's risen. Now they say I'm rather unusual, but not as much as Christ getting nails without the cuticles. One thing I know is I'm rare, cause the gospel I share, cause what y'all talking about just don't compare. Fly!
I'm so high, and when I float by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so
consistent with my delivery. I switch up and mix up these haters who set out to injure me. Apparently, I got on repel and keep them from wearing me down. Born with a sound mind, no scaring me. I'm thankful that I'm able to travel through life with freedom. Christ, I need him, and I never please him if I don't believe him to do everything that he said he would do. So I won't leave him, just receive him in the plans he got for your life. You'll achieve him. That's why I love him. Never put no other God above him, because all they do is lie, just saying, yeah, out to dry. So as I run this race, I spread my wings about to fly. Terminate my flesh and press to get my whole house to die. Yeah, now we forever loving Yahweh. We live up to what we write. Why y'all just talk that blase, blase? I'm a stranger, so unlike you, I take over what you fear. So don't hate when you see us elevate out this atmosphere. Fly!
I'm so high, and when I float by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so high.
Separated the lakes and the streams from the waters locked in the heaven for the rain and the sleet. Day three, 9 to 5. us ate in your meat. He made the grain and the wheat and the grapes that hang from the tree. Made the sun generate in the heat, and he separated the summer from the fragrance of spring. And I can hear the ancient king saying, I am legend, I am grand, I am heaven, I am present in the time before time began. I am boss, I am king, my private thoughts out of chain, Orion the stars, I'm out on the waves, a universe for you to search without any pain. I am strong, I exist, the curtain is drawn, I am it, the opening scene, my intent, enjoy me and my world, minus sin. I'm spectating the scene, he's laying the foundation, naming the seeds, dictating the range and painting the scene. Angels are celebrating each day of the week. He made all the rays and the seeds, the cattle on the hill and the raven the beast. Dinosaurs that roam but ate from the trees, and every creature with four legs and feet. Shaped and breathed life for two of you that he made unique. He gave the right to rule, mandated to lead. And on day seven all the labor ceased. The creation's complete, and every moment's light like a day on the beach, filled with his glory, a place of peace, with God, man, and beast parlaying in the breeze. Wait a minute, what's this hate that I see? A rebellion in the heavens, the arrangement is breached. He's kicked out of his presence, Satan's released. And everything changed when he became the snake in the tree.
the show you've all been waiting for. It is Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. It's your girl, Lady Di, here with you. I got my sister here, Miss Denise Renee. We're waiting for Ron the PQ to come up in the studio, but for some odd reason, he's not here yet, so we're going to wait for him. But we have a blazing show here for you. We told you 2 weeks ago that we were going to talk about a hot topic. It's a disturbing topic, but it's one that needs to be talked about. So it's none other than bullying. I know you guys have seen it all on our Facebook page and our Twitter page about what we were going to be talking about today. So I'm hoping you guys are in for the topic and to talk about it. We had a couple birthdays this week. I'm going to let my sister go ahead and shout it out since she has all the birthdays. It's Friday, y'all. We're excited. Let's go ahead and get into those birthdays, if you will.
I don't have all the birthdays. I have some of the birthdays. Everybody hasn't sent in their birthdays. If you have a birthday in the month of December, it's our birthday month, matter of fact. We've got 15 days before the big day hits. But we had a birthday yesterday, and, of course, it was my first baby girl. She's my niece, of course, Miss Savannah Ramsey. She just turned 11, believe it or not. And we had, of course, another high school friend. Her name is Shanara Vondo. I don't know how old that girl is, but she had a birthday yesterday. I think we had one birthday today. I'm not sure who that is, actually, because I know somebody sent it to me. I'm a little behind the times. Oh, Carrie-Anne Phillips. We actually go to Nuba for her. So happy birthday to you, Carrie-Anne. If you have a birthday in the month of December, please send it in to us. You can always email it at braw_radio@yahoo.com. You can always tweet it to us at braw_radio, or you can always find it on Facebook and send it to us via message. And you can look for our page, Soul Talk Kingdom Radio, on Facebook. So go on and let us know what your birthdays are. Ours is the 17th. Please mark it on your calendar. We take gift cards, money orders, checks, credit cards, cash, shoes, boots, clothes, anything that you want to mail to us, we do take it. I'm just kidding. Anyway,
we don't have to pay back. We'll take it.
We're going to take it anyway because it's a birthday gift. So, you don't pay back birthday gifts.
Well, anyway, you got some for Indian givers, but that's neither here nor there. Like we said, we got a hot show for coming up for you. Like I said, we're going to wait for Ron to get up in the building, step up in the studio. But aside from our topic that we're going to be talking about, we also, if you guys haven't noticed, this is the second day of December. We are in the last month. We are in the home stretch of the year. And we have a couple things that Soul Talk Kingdom Radio, as well as this, we all really want to do for the community. And reach out with the community. We're hoping that you guys are able to join in with us. We'll be letting you guys know what's going on later on in the show. And hopefully you guys will be able to help us out, not just in support as far as being in the places, but also being able to give to those that are less fortunate. But like I said, we'll get to that later on in the show. Let's get back into some music, and when we come back, then we'll go ahead and let you know what else is going on right here on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio.
Talking about putting on sin, man. And putting on Jesus Christ, you know what I'm talking about? Colossians 3, baby. Seasons
4. Feeling like a million, I don't even need them dollars. Looking brand new, I ain't even been shopping. The price of what I got on couldn't fit up in your pocket. Taking off the old self, Christ, what we rockin'.
Taking off the old, putting on the new. This is what it do. Taking on the
Quran, but I can see the end, cause I've been where you begun, where you're so in love with fun, sipping Don Perignon, but you can't see the sun, talking F-O-N, cause you're blind to the Son of Man, dying in your sin. You might simply deny, cause the Bentley's your ride, but you're empty inside, like they just broken, that's why you spend a lot of money, trying to shop until you drop, is your outfit looking hot, better make up for what you're not, but you can't compare your clothes to Jesus' wardrobe, talking righteousness, bro, man, your outfit is yeah. But Jesus bled, homie. I hope you feel this. Real nails got banged in that holy wrist. Bow. Real hammers got banged in a spike nail. Bow. By his stripes, we are healed. Tell them how I feel.
I'm feeling like a million. I don't even need them dollars.
Yeah.
Looking brand new. I ain't even been shopping.
Yeah.
The price of what I got on couldn't fit up in your pocket.
Yeah.
Taking off the old self, Christ, what we rockin'.
Taking off the old, putting on the new. Take my tickets
Shadow, a cloud, or a line in the sky. Am I catching you wrong? Jasmine McClain. She actually has a page on Facebook, which you guys can go and visit. It's R.I.P. Jasmine McClain. Look her up. Like her page. But I'm going to read to you guys what happened to her during this time. It looks like what happened in North Carolina, it was Chadburn, North Carolina. It says Columbus County authorities are investigating the death of a 10-year-old girl who hung herself Monday night, which was November the 14th, after repeatedly being bullied at school. Samantha West said she found her daughter, Jasmine McLean, dead in her bedroom Monday night. The mother said, I just lost it because she took her last breath in my arm. She was a loving child. I just don't understand. Chief Stephen Shaw said her death was obviously suicide, and he was about to close the case when he started checking posts on Facebook and other social media about Jasmine and her death. Children started coming forward and making accusations that she was bullied and bullied bad in school, Shaw said. Jasmine was taken on at Chadburn Elementary School, West said, noting other children teased her about her clothes and her shoes. She left the school for a while and dreaded having to return about a month ago, her mother said. It's a shame the kids are that cruel. It really is, West said, noting that she never knew how bad Jasmine had been tormented. Everyone that we have spoken to, there are little indicators, not huge indications, but small indications that she was not happy, Shaw said. State lawmakers had two anti-bullying laws 2 years ago. One made online bullying of children a misdemeanor, while the other required the judicial to adopt policies to prohibit bullying without specifying punishment for violators. Shaw said it's too early to determine whether someone can face criminal charges in Chadburn. Chadburn Elementary Principal Deanna Schumann said the school is working with the police and also conducting its own investigation. Flag outside the school at half staff on Wednesday in Jasmine's memory. The sad part about that is that the girl was bullied about her shoes and her clothes, her appearance. When you think about looking, I don't even know how many ways there is people that are looking on the internet, I was Googling some stuff, and it looks like there are cyberbullying. I've never heard of it. Like, this is stuff that I've never even heard about. I'm not that old, but cyberbullying, and I've heard about teasing, and maybe a little bit of bullying and giggling here and there. But about shoes and about clothes and having people feel less than of some clothes. I don't know about y'all, but there's some of that happens when it comes to bullying. If you've been bullied, we want to hear your story. We want to know how it affects you. What is it that we need to do to stop this from happening for you? What are the signs of bullying? As a parent, what does a parent need to do? What do a parent need to look out for when it comes to their children saying they're being bullied at school? What are the proper precautions? All of these questions come up when I think of how to stop bullying and what to look for when it comes to bullying. Y'all chime in and call us, 909-265-9199, option 1 to get into the whole queue. We would love to hear what it is that you have to say about this topic. I don't know. What do you mean?
I'm kind of still really mystified about it as well because, like you said, we didn't know how many types or different kinds of bullying there is. And, you know, I think that all of us at one point in our lives has experienced bullying, but not to that extent where people and kids are as young as 8, 9 years old, 10 years old, are taking lives.
And it's very mind-boggling to me because it's something that has to stop. And, you know, we need to get a lot of questions as far as how do we get to the bottom of this, how do we stop this. But, like you said, go ahead and give us a call, 909-265-9199. If you want to email us, you can email us. If you just want to hear from us, tweet us, BRAW_radio on Twitter, and we will definitely get that. Also, the 7 o'clock hour is fastly approaching, and we do have something called the prayer closet. We want you to go ahead and send in your prayer requests as well. We do have some prayer requests that we want to lift up at the 7 o'clock hour, but go ahead and start sending in your prayer requests as well as your thoughts, your opinions, your questions, your concerns regarding bullying. Hopefully when we come back to you, our man Ron will be up in the building and he will come in and give his 2 cents on bullying. But go ahead and let us know. We'll be right back on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio.
That was Anasia Figueroa doing her rendition of Love right here on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. My sister didn't let me know. I think Ron McKinney has just come up in the studio. We're going to bring him on in a second. We are talking about bullying, and I was reading one of the things that my sister put up. And she stated that there are six types, from her research, there are six types of bullying. The physical, verbal, indirect, social, alien, intimidation, and cyberbullying. I did not know there were so many types of bullying going on right here. I only dealt
because a lot of people, believe it or not, we engage in bullying, some of us every day, and not even knowing it. A lot of people just think, well, it's only bullying if I call you a name, or it's only bullying if I talk about shoes. But the sad part of it is that bullying goes a little bit more. Bullying and abuse, to me, goes hand in hand. Once you put your hand on somebody, that's a form of bullying. Once you maybe say something that's kind of on the wall when it attacks somebody's character. That's in the means to dominate them.
To so you have a voice.
You get what I'm saying? And so, you know, bullying doesn't just take place in schools. Bullying takes place where people, more than one person is involved at one central location. And when your mind goes to domination, you have entered that realm of bullying. I think it's absolutely absurd. If you think about it, and my brother actually was texting me, we were talking about it, and he was like, well, what do y'all think about bullying in the church? That's a good question, because unfortunately, it happened.
I didn't know that either.
Because what blind to what we think is bullying is, oh, she picking on me, oh, he picking on me. No.
Sadly
enough, it happens in the church. Whether we give credit to it or not, it happens in the church. It happens in the church. It happens in the workplace.
I was going to say that I think that it happening in the workplace is kind of surprising me too, because I was actually meeting up on that earlier this morning. And they stated that it's becoming more prevalent in the workplace as well. And not only in the workplace, but it's known with homes for bullying as far as child to child, and it's happening boss with a co-worker, boss, teacher, that's major, because we have a teacher that is bullying a child literally we don't have a payment. And I believe, this is in my opinion, even growing up, there should be three places that a child has, which should be their home, which should be the school, and it should be church. And all of which we are slowly finding out that there is bullying going on in all three of those locations. So if that is happening and that is going on in all three of those locations, where is there the savings in store?
For the child.
Where can that child go?
Not just for the child, for the person.
What I'm saying is, when it happens, as far as the child is concerned, when the bullying going on in all of those places, where they're themselves, they don't have a voice. So how does, how are they able to let someone know that this is going on when they can't even, this is happening everywhere?
Ron, what do you think?
I'm going to go back to where you were talking about the church and not following up, you know, with, you know, what Di talking about. Bullying in the church, to me, is undercover, you know, because if you don't have the prominent spot, or you're not an elitist in the church, you don't have a voice. And what irritates me is it's a lot of preachers. There's a lot of people who have money. You don't have to necessarily have a title, but if you have money and the next person doesn't have money, when it comes to big decisions in the church, you don't have a voice, and that's a form of bullying to me, because if you don't have a voice within the church, then where do you have a voice? Let me say this. Here it is. We've been talking about it on Twitter a little bit. You got all these forms of abuse. And because you don't have that voice, you know, you got all this abuse in the church, and because you don't have a prominent spot, nobody's really listening to you. You know, I think that's lightweight witchcraft, because if you control everything that's coming out of my mouth because I don't have a spot in the church, you're bullying me.
Right.
it goes deep.
Well, and it also, you have to also think of how people look at it, because what I may say is not bullying, you may say it is. But the bad thing about it is, whether we categorize it as bullying or not, the effects are the same. The effects of it, anxiety, depression, all of that has, we reap the, those type of emotions and those type of effects. And, you know, when you scratch the surface, bullying leads into, you know, other realms of, it opens up doors that we shouldn't have to go through. We shouldn't even, we should be able to recognize the signs, and that's what I'm trying to find out. What are the signs? Because everybody's not born with a disease. You say, everybody can't shake off you calling me a name, or you putting your hands on me because you think, whatever you may think. Everybody's not like that.
To me, one of the signs is oppression. And what I mean by that is, like, let's say, for instance, you know how me and you get down and we'll crack on each other in a minute and it's all good, you know, we just playing. But let's just say, you know, you dealing with somebody who can't handle that or can't handle a harsh word. If you feel uncomfortable with responding back, another person notices, hey, I can keep doing this because they're not going to say anything. Sometimes bullying happens and other person don't even know they're doing it. But I just think it's a form of oppression. Like, I got a weak personality, but the other person doesn't. And when you feel like when you feel to the point where you're uncomfortable with responding back to what was just said to you, there's a problem.
Well, I don't even think it's so much responding back. I think once they say something that makes them feel uncomfortable and they don't say anything back, and that person that already said it, you know, or had any kind of, they made the joke, they see that it didn't hurt that person, then they're actually giving that person that power to
some type of repercussion.
Walking away wasn't an option anymore. I told the teachers, hey, I'm being picked on. Nobody cares. You know, and that's where they feel they don't have a voice. Why you
Well, let me ask this. Do you believe that maybe it is not that they don't care, it could be that they're not equipped? Because think about it. If I'm being bullied, unless I understand what's happening to me and where I can go to get help, I'm not equipped. You get what I'm saying? And normally, if you think about it, growing up, for me, it was different because when you say you're being picked on, you have to define bullying, because bullying back then wasn't considered bullying. It was just considered, oh, she's talking about me or he's talking about me. But
right.
A lot of people are not equipped to deal with it. So, and then if you think about it too, walking away is not the only other option. Sometimes you have to do something a little extreme to cause your situation to apply to you, because a lot of people don't see what sign of bullying. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I think there's more than one form of help than just walking away. I don't think it's unrealistic. I just think that it may not apply to a person based on the situation.
I'm not saying it's not an option, but there are certain times where you can't walk away.
And that's what I'm saying, but it is not unrealistic. It's just at the point where it just doesn't fit that particular situation. Because a lot of people don't pick up on the signs of bullying. You have people change their unusual route to and from an activity because of bullying. That's a sign of bullying. You know, not wanting to ride the school bus. It's a form of bullying. It could be something that's going on the bus. Or it could be something that seems to be something going on in my child is off the bus. Maybe unusual behavior such as aggression or being unreasonable. That's a sign of bullying. People are unequipped. So it is not that it's not applicable. I think people are not equipped to deal with it, and it's different. You have to take different measures for different forms of bullying.
Well, let's take on what you just said too. You know, bullying has even gone even more progressive because you can catch it online now. I can go on YouTube right now and I can look. All I have to do is type in bullying, and there are thousands upon thousands of videos that show kids getting beat up in school or getting beat up on the block. You know what I'm saying? You got enablers who, like YouTube, enable this stuff and say, well, you know what? Let's go pick on Johnny because we know he's not going to say anything, and we're going to post it on YouTube. Why is YouTube enabling that?
That's something you have to look at, because here's the bottom line. Sometimes I like to play devil's advocate both ways, because if I'm the owner of YouTube, I can use that to my advantage, both ways. I can use it as a way to say, okay, I'm getting my words out, and this is what's really happening. Or, of course, like a lot of people, I'm going to post it for joke reasons or, you know.
Almost there.
So, you know. You,
the money value is there. I mean, people
are. Beyond the money issue, right? I mean, I think that's what we're trying to figure out, is that you can't just say that it's been an YouTube is and Facebook and an enabler. So it could be for certain reasons, but bullying is bullying across the board.
Yeah.
There's no good way or bad way to bullying. Bullying is what it is. And it has, and what we're talking about kids that are being picked on.
They're being picked on. They're being sat on. They're getting schooled
and they're having to take different routes to school, and they're trying to dodge the bully, and they're trying to go to school, but they really don't want to go to school. They don't care about the money being put into YouTube and cyberbullying. They just know that it happened.
Well, let me say this. If you guys are listening and you want to know as a parent, you want to know as an individual, you just want to know just so you want to know. Let me give you some signs of bullying that you guys can stop looking for, because now, even more so, these can be applied across the board. It doesn't have to be about a school. It can be at the workplace. It can be at a church. If you start noticing change in people's usual route to and from activities, if you see not wanting to ride the school bus or not wanting to ride with a particular person, that's a red flag. You notice unusual behavior such as aggression and being unreasonable. That's a sign asking for you to drive them to the school instead of walking or riding the school bus. Your child starts bullying their brothers, sisters, and cousins, et cetera. So not only is it happening to them, that they also get that frustration out there, retaliating. They're sending that retaliation on their brothers and sisters, refusing to go to school, unexplained cuts, bruises, scrapes, and bumps. Feeling too sick for school in the morning, and when school lets out, they feel a lot better. Refusing to tell you what is bothering you. You know, the sudden slip or drop in their grade. Continuing to lose money or start stealing money out of your wallet or purse. Clothing, school work, and backpacks coming up destroyed for some reason. Cell phones, iPads, MP3 players, or any other personal belongings turning up missing. They're having nightmares at night, coming home from school hungry. They're a lot withdrawn from the family, withdrawn from friends. They're isolated. They're very anxious. They have a lot of anxiety, lack of confidence, not eating, making excuses for any of the above conditions. And work call, the threat of suicide, and actually attempting suicide more than one time. So there you have it. There's a list of signs that we can start looking for, and this does not have to happen just at school. You can tweak this list and take a look at it and, you know, listen to it again and make sure this is not happening in the workplace or in church. I know there's a lot of stuff that is happening in the church and it's happening at the workplace. So we appreciate you listening. We're going to jump into a track real quick.
Before you do that, I have a comment. Tyrese Lawless, for those of you guys who do not know who he is, he is actually the founder of We Live Campaign. I hit him up early this morning, and he had Nola basically promote his campaign. He's going to be doing some awesome things come the 2012 year. But right now, he's kicking off his campaign and getting, you know, support and help from his community and let them know. He's big on domestic violence, bullying, and he has actually posted one of the comments on our page, and I'm
going
to go ahead and read it to you.
I got it. Want me to read it? I got it. Let me see this, because I have it right here. I was actually on his page while we were talking.
And he basically states in our quote, "My thoughts on bullying is that it has always been an issue, but society has labeled it as kids being kids and teens being teens. I know a few guys that were once bullied, and when asking why they acted the way they did, they told me they were hiding the true hurt within themselves, and that they were told how to deal with it, but never trained how to, on how to. That's what we need to say for our laws and our just able to do it. So to cover it up, one bring to a level below them, to place them at the top of the popularity chain. Most of these guys have the vision or idea of what they were, who they were. But the impactful thing that was missing out of the home was a father or a male mentor. I wish I could call in and get more in depth on my thoughts to address bullying. I believe it's hard to call home and a lot of youth do not have anything. The media, society, and social network have created a false expectation on the success on what success looks like, and the value of popularity is higher than lives. Again, I wish I could call in at what I'm at work, but I had to speak and type this message, but I'm happy to speak to you. It's a campaign to get into the So basically, you know, everything that is the same, which you know, a lot of us are just when you quit, we don't know how to stop it. And you know, the media and social networks have made it, you know, like world things. Yes, it's about the money, but then it is not really about the money. They just have a false interpretation of what that is and what us to just say. You know, kids being 18, it's our way of stepping off the situation. We don't really want to deal with it or shutting off. And a lot of parents are shutting off because they don't know how to deal with it. So that was one of the comments. And sitting in the comments on our page. Again, he is part of a We Live
here. Give me one moment.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Well, while we are waiting, let's go on and do this. We're going to get ready to, of course, going to the prayer closet in just a little while. You guys, go on and get us send in your prayer requests. We do have a couple that's actually hitting up now, and we'll get into those shortly. So please go on and hit us up.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk. www.blogtalkradio.com/legacy-show. You can also get us on @BRAW_radio if you want to tweet us. And you can also send us an email @BRAW_radio@yahoo.com. We really hope that you guys are listening in. You know, thank you for those that are actually tweeting right now to give us some insight about what you guys think bullying is and the effect that's bullying, because unfortunately, a lot of people are being bullied and either don't know that they are, or they are being bullied and their voice, like I was saying, has kind of been taken away from them. And they really don't know how to address it, to do, where to go, who to speak to. The steps they may need to take. I really think the Bible is clear that the people care due to a lack of knowledge. And I think that's what's happening. We don't have enough knowledge. We don't have enough information to really stop this epidemic of bullying and suicide and abuse and just a lot of things that are stemming from a lot of internal problems. So we want to hear your thoughts. Call us 909-265-9129, hit number one, and get into the host queue. Or you can definitely, once again, tweet us and Facebook us. We're here. We hope you enjoy the show.
Sometimes I'm cold. Sometimes I'm hot. Sometimes I'm prayerful. And other times I'm not. Listen. Sometimes I feel like giving up, yeah. Sometimes my face feels used up. And every time I get in a bind, I know you're there.
Thank you.
Talking about the whole bully topic, but we have Joey. I'm so sorry, I've lost the jump my neck. But what we were getting ready to say before we went to break was the follow-up when. We have so many campaigns, and we have so many people who are trying to stand up for violence, stand up for bullying, and you know, a lot of the time we don't get the support of community. We don't get the support of those. It's kind of like a Facebook page. Everybody's like, well, go on my page and like me, go on my page and like me, but that's the only thing that we get is that we get the like. But there's nothing, no one goes further than that. And so I am asking that if you go, please go still to We Live Campaign, which is the Attorney General's Office's campaign. Go to Small Talk Human Radio. Like our page. There's nothing wrong with that. But when we start having things that is going to support and that tries to do anti-bullying and, you know, have rallies and other events for domestic violence and whatever, and the like of it, if we can get your support, would be awesome, because I know that it's hard to stand up against certain things that you feel like you don't have a voice for. And my sister and I were talking, and one thing that she said that came to mind, I'm going to let her speak, was like Dr. King. Even in our age, that was even before our time, but it's the same thing. It's just masked a little differently.
Well, right. let me put it this way. Let me explain it this way. When we put things on Facebook and when we put positive things on Twitter, we don't get a lot of support. And what happens is that the voice that we're trying to put out there and we're trying to give to things like bullying and to give things like rape and to give a voice to things like self-confidence and all of that, we don't get the voice. The voice doesn't get any farther than our Twitter page or to our Facebook page. And support for positive things is the first step to anything, because when we can get the support and we can get the backing that we need, we get more than one voice. My voice and Lady Di's voice is good on this platform, but it's even better when we have more than one voice all saying the same thing in unity. And when Diane made the reference to Dr. King, what we were talking about was bullying is bullying. There's different forms of it, but the effect, unfortunately, is the same. And when I think about bullying, bullying has not changed. It's the same thing. The attack, the domination, trying to be over, I'm better than you, I'm greater than you. That was even in Dr. King's age. And walking away was one of a good step, if you want to look at it that way. But even in that, dogs were released, hoses were released. So what really can we do to stop this? What is it that we can do to prevent suicide and to prevent people from losing their self-confidence and feeling inferior to others who may just have the same things they have? That I think that's what the ironic thing about bullying is that you may be talking about me about a pair of shoes that I don't have, but you probably be rocking the same shoes every day. Because I don't stunt you like that, I'm probably not even worried about you. So I don't have anything to really say anything back to you. I may not even know how to respond. Bullying is ill, yo. Until we understand really what bullying is and then understand the effects of bullying, it's never going to stop. We have to give it a voice. We have to name it what it is. And then we have to start attacking it at the root. Everybody has bullied somebody. Unfortunately, it's the truth. Somebody has tried to make themselves dominant over someone else. And if you say you haven't, you're lying. Get over it. It's real. The real thing is that everybody's been bullied or you have bullied someone. Bullying basically, to me, is anything that is going to attack my character. It's going to attack who I am to make me feel less than, to make me feel I'm not worth it. It is what it is, folks. You know, so what we're saying is that when there are positive things going on Facebook and positive things going on Twitter, support it. Reach out. Say something. If you know that somebody is going through the same thing, do what you can do. It's nothing. We have gotten to a culture where we don't get involved. Oh, it's not my problem. It's not happening to me, so I'm not worried about it. And that's the wrong outlook, because you never know when things might start happening to you. On Facebook, I noticed there was something posted real crazy today. We've been seeing real crazy posts on YouTube, and y'all like that. Everybody likes it. There's views and clicks and likes and all of that. But we say we're having a show about bullying, or like Tyrese Lawless, he has a campaign, and we can't even get 40 or 50 likes. But we go to strange pages. They got all kinds of sexual things going on, and it's a whole bunch of likes, 22,000 likes. And come on, y'all, let's be real. Let's start looking at the real things that are affecting us as people. Bullying is internal. It has a lot of mental effects and physical effects, but it's internal. When people bully, something is going on in them. There's a root to that. And when people are being bullied, it hurts them internally. So, you know, this is I like the topic, because bullying, you can go just about anywhere. Abuse, you know, self-esteem.
we can think of a whole other thing or a whole lot of things that we talk about when it comes to bullying, but we need to put a name to it. We need to put a face to it. We need to find out and help people really deal with it because it's real.
And let me say this because a lot of times this is the kind of topic that makes my blood boil because let me just be frankly honest because I'm actually writing a spoken word piece on bullying. And what God gave me was, we're sitting here, we're reading the 5 o'clock news and it says, another has come to bullying and they have fallen prey and now they're suicide. And we're shaking our heads, as the people looking at it, we're shaking our heads at the person that has done the act of violence, whether it be they beat that person or that person committed suicide. But the honest truth is that we probably forget that we're committing homicide on that victim if we don't say with our silence. Our silence is killing these kids. It's killing these people that are not saying anything. And so when we're having campaigns going on, and we have these legal events that are going on, and you're seeing bullying going on in school, we're seeing bullying going on in the streets, and we pass by them, you're either going to be the priest that walks on the other side, or you're going to actually be that person that helps that person. And if you're the person that does not help that person, you're just as guilty as the one that's making the act. You're just as bad as those who are talking about that person. You're just as bad as those who are calling that other person to entertain themselves and kill themselves because we kill by violence. And when we need to read the different effects or what happens to a child when they've been bullied and they start to show out on their siblings and those that are younger than us, and they feel that they are bullying them because they really hurt people across the board. So it's not just the child. It's the adult too. The adults are just as guilty. If they've been hurt and they're hurting other people because they've been hurt people. So the reality of the whole situation is if you don't out. If you are given a platform and you are on hope, and God is giving you a hope and a platform to speak out against these types of things, and we don't speak out, we're committing homicide. We're killing those people because those kids and those victims, they need a voice. And they need a place where they can come and say, something is happening to me, I don't find a handle. And not feel like they're going to be retaliated against. And know that they have somebody that's going to stand with them. And know exactly what they're going through because if the truth be told, just like being said, you guys have been bullied or you guys have bullied someone else and you guys haven't said anything. So it's not the same thing, but it's been happening a whole different light now versus the way we were growing up. We were growing up, yeah, they would talk about it, but they weren't chronic.
Well, let me ask this. Has bullying really changed?
Because it's escalated.
Well, it escalated now because there's been a mess. It's kind of like if you see a child who's mute, and then all of a sudden they begin to talk, it's like, oh my God, I didn't know they had a voice. That's the same thing with bullying. Bullying happens. If nobody says anything, and then all of a sudden people start saying something about it, it's like, oh my God, really? It's going like that? I don't know that.
But I'm saying, does it come at the expense of a child killing themselves?
Well, see,
really, if you think about it, to the extent of it, nobody really says anything until something drastic happens. And I think that's almost in every situation. Nobody really says anything, and it doesn't really go public until something happens.
Well, let's take it back, because maybe somebody is saying something. For instance, the FAMU drum major that just passed. The drum major leader said, hey, I've been sending in warning signs. I've been saying hazing's been going on.
And that brings up another topic. Is hating considered bullying?
I think it is.
You know, what happens if they are saying something? I think it's, to me, it still boils down to, do people take it seriously? And if I do take it seriously, what do I do to help this person? Across the board, I don't think we're fully equipped. And for those that are equipped to handle it, when there are things like campaigns and events, people are like, oh, I don't have to worry about that because that's not in my home. So, again, I won't attend until something like Jasmine happens, and then all of a sudden it's, why nobody said anything? Or now where do I get help? It's, at that point, it's too late. Nothing we'll do right now will bring Jasmine back. Nothing that we do now will bring any victim that has committed suicide due to bullying. Until we take it seriously, until we get involved, until we take the time, it's going to be a reoccurring act because we don't feel like it happens to us until it happens to us. We don't need to take it seriously until it happens to us, and that's sad because honestly speaking, it's like with anything, oh, my dad ain't sick, so I don't need to pray for so-and-so then. But until my dad is sick, I don't need to pray. Now my dad is sick, and all of a sudden I need all this prayer in the world. Why do we do that? Why can't we say, if somebody comes and says, look, seriously, I'm getting beat at school. Seriously, somebody is really, what do I need to do? What can I do? And I think as parents, too, we need to hold these teachers and principals responsible. Because unfortunately, they have, between a certain time and a certain time of the day, they are responsible for your kids. If it's happening there, you need to say, hey, little Johnny is doing this to my child. We need to fix it. What do we do to fix it? If they continue to sweep it under the rug, we keep going higher and higher.
I think it also comes with consistency. Because what I'm finding is, like you said, it starts at home. And if you're not that in tune with your child to know when your child is changing, when their behaviors are changing and certain things are going on, you know, that's a form of that child not receiving from you what they need to receive from you. And the crazy thing about it is that it's all about consistency. You know, Dr. King, even though, you know, he was beat, and dogs were let loose, hoes were let loose, and they got set on, and they were consistent, and he didn't give up. And I think that sometimes we as adults, and those who really have a voice, we give up, we stop fighting the fight of,
have done it for ourselves, it shows how you really look at yourself.
If you can't look at nobody in the eye and tell them that they're beautiful, that may be an indication that you're suffering from self-esteem and you don't think that yourself is beautiful. You get what I'm saying? So there is a lot of, we need to take it seriously, you all. We need to get into this word. Jesus was not saying, oh, I'm going to die for him, but I ain't going to die for you. I'm not going to do this for him, and, you know, I'm going to do all of this for you. No. The bottom line is that love is love. We need to appreciate who we have. We need to appreciate who we are. Unfortunately, people ain't having faith. Yeah, I said it ain't. They don't have thick skin. And until we get to a point where we can understand who we are, who God made us to be, and then we appreciate who we are and what we have, and stop trying to be dominated over somebody else, bullying will continue to happen. You know, this has been a hot topic. I have really enjoyed it. Unfortunately, my brother has, again, escaped the studio, but that's cool. We still love him. We needed him to do the motivational minutes, but I'm going to do them a little bit.
Not at all.
Here we go. Bullying has an effect, whether we believe it or not, whether we see the signs or we don't. Until we take it serious that bullying is not acceptable, it's not a way of living, it hurts. If you are doing the bullying, please get some help. If you are being bullied, please give them help. We have campaigns like Tyree Flawless. We here at Soul Talking the Radio, we may not have a campaign, but we're standing with people, we're partnering with people who actually are trying to give a voice to this horrific thing called bullying. People are losing their lives. People are committing suicide because no one is hearing them. No one is hearing the small voices. No one is taking the signs seriously. Parents, if your child is experiencing bullying, please do not let us take it to the schools. If the schools are saying, hey, can't help you, go on to the next one. Keep going high. Somewhere, somehow, by any means necessary, we need to get to the top to cut it all the way down to the bottom. If you haven't bullied in the workplace, and, hey, I promise you, every workplace has harassment laws. They have harassment rules. If your management ain't taking it seriously, time to go up. We need to go all the way up until we hit the CEO. And the CEO needs to be aware that you're allowing people to do this to other people in the workplace. Churches, we got to get it together. Bullying is not acceptable anywhere, but surely it's not acceptable in the house of God. If bullying is taking place, God is not there. We just need to be real about it. God is not there. He's not pleased. And we really need to start adjusting how we act and how we conduct ourselves when in the house. We are the church. We are the people that people should be able to come to and say, hey, I got this issue. Can you pray for me? Can you find me some help? If we're not acting like Jesus, if we're not trying to give away out, if we're not trying to be that safe haven, we're not doing what God has commanded us to do. We're not living the full extent of the Bible. So there you have it. Bullying is telling us, you all, we're definitely probably going to have to do a part two on bullying. I don't know if we're going to do it next week or what, but we definitely going to have to open it up where we're doing a part two of this, and we have to continue to put this up in the forefront and let people know it's a problem and it needs to be fixed. A lot of people hold a lot of answers, and we're just not saying anything. Being silent, I apologize, it's agreeing. If you're silent, you're agreeing. So there you go. Of course, the prayer closet is always open. We want to definitely pray for those that are a little less fortunate this holiday season. Christmas is right around the corner. You guys, we're trying to do something here at Soul Talk that people have forgotten about. People are cold. We're in Atlanta. I left this morning, and it was like 30-some degrees. Y'all, some people are out there homeless.
And I guess what I don't understand is, oh, I apologize for being frank. People that are homeless, I promise you they have family members. If you have family members that are homeless this holiday season, I dare you to go find them. Bring them home, invite them home, cover them, clothe them, feed them, encourage them, empower them, help them get to where they need to be. I think we have a society that is me and my four and no more, or me and myself and I. No, we have got to get out of that. We have got to get out of that. That is not the way. If you have a family member that you know for sure, that is homeless, I mean homeless, y'all need to go find them. I dare you to start doing some remarkable things this holiday season and watch how God opens some doors for you. People are depending on other people. How do we get through this time? We depend on each other to make it through.
And speaking of that, I had been speaking with my sister as well as Vaughn. Well, we're going to try to do something. I know it's been, well, it's not even late. Like, no time is better than this. Time is better than this. From here until the, I want to say the 21st or the 22nd, we are going to have a
blanket and jacket drive,
as well as if you have any stuffed animals. Please don't let them smell like smoke.
Clean them up.
Yes, whatever you have to do. But if you have any stuffed animals, teddy bears, rabbits, whatever you have, I wish I had the finance to do it. I was going to go down to the Build-A-Bear and make some bears. But we want to take some of the stuffed animals down to the hospital for the less than for the kids who may not have a lot for Christmas. We want to get the blankets and the jackets and the blankets and jackets to the homeless people, whether it be on the street, whether it be in a homeless shelter. Everybody's going to do something for Christmas, whether it be feeding the homeless. We want to do something in the community.
Let's change it up a little bit. What we're going to do is next week, we should have a location in Atlanta where we can drop these off. Ron, if follow him on Facebook, on Twitter, it's Ron_The Peculiar. He's in Alabama. We're going to be working with him also to find out what places you guys can drop your things off at. We definitely want to be a blessing this year. You never know. I'll tell y'all, I struggled today with paying my tithes because something happened with my finances, all of that. But I thank God because things can always be a lot worse. There are people that are struggling to get cold for the kids. They're out on the street, and yet we're at home in a comfortable house with warmth and laughter and all of that good stuff. Please tune in next week. Please, please, please. We're going to work to have a place where you guys can drop those things off. And we'll make sure, we promise, we'll make sure that they'll go to a good cause. We'll make sure that people who are less fortunate will see them and use them. It's cold in Atlanta, and I'm pretty sure it's cold everywhere else. But, you know, and even if you can't get to our drive, start your own drive. Start thinking that are going to start impacting and leaving a lasting impression on people's lives. We need it. We definitely need it.
I'm glad that you said that. Like you said, we are going to have locations for you to drop off. In the course of the week, we are going to start promoting the blanket, the jacket, and the stuffed animal drive because we want to keep everybody. Sometimes, most of the time, we feel like we really want to be Superman, and we can't save the world. We
show
you all the time and dang near close to it. And because what you guys don't understand is that just a little can make a big difference to those who are in hospitals and those who are in shelters. And we think that we're this bad because we barely have enough to pay for rent and we barely have enough to pay for life. There are some that don't have anything. And so we want to definitely be a blessing. And again, it goes back to what we were saying before.
Here we are having a campaign. We're having a drive. We really are asking that you guys will support us in this because it's not about us. We're trying to change the world. So if you can start putting your stuff together in boxes, and we will let you know what locations you can drop those items off. If they are used, Jackie, please make sure that they are washed clean. They're free of any type of smoke smell or any type of smell whatsoever. That's all the same for the blankets as well as the animals. You guys, last Friday, you guys, a lot of people spent thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Oh, my good billion.
And we're not asking for much. We're not asking for, you know, monetary donations. We're asking that this is stuff that you guys already have and how much you had it. And if you feel led to go outside of that and to purchase a jacket or blanket or stuffed animal, we're not going to put you in a box. We don't definitely not going to put a box. We want to make sure that everybody is taken care of as much as we can. I know that I will be donating some pieces of my jewelry to young ladies. Who are, you know, who are less fortunate. So I'm pretty sure that mine and not for the Adams being that they want to try to donate as well. We can touch everybody in the holidays to the feast. So if you had it, we'll still have it for you. It is winding down. We're down to 10 minutes before our show is over. And so it's crazy. Our show is going to go by until 2 now. We talk about, so we had a hot topic. Let me just put it that way. Next week, we will be on same time. 6 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry, Eastern Standard Time. Hopefully, we can get my big head brother back in the studio for one of his, what do you call it, ministering minutes.
You don't know what's on your show?
I don't know what he's doing.
Motivation on there?
Yeah, he's changing it. I don't know. Well, hopefully, we can get him back in the studio. Again, we appreciate your support. We thank you for listening in. We thank you for your comments. I really thank you again for your comments. We are definitely going to be putting it up to them. I'm putting it up and ask her whatever we have, any type of topic or show about throwing your lives. I'm hoping he's able to call in and maybe we can get him on the show.
Let me put this out there. It is December. And guess what? It's 15 days before my birthday. Again, I'm taking donations. I'm just kidding. No. What I really want to say is next year, we're going to have a blazing year. If you are talented, if you're motivational, if you're inspiring, if you impact, empower, mentor, I mean, if you do something that impacts the world, big, small, and indifferent, please. Email. We want to have you on the show. We want to get your story out there. We want to put you where people can hear your voice, hear your story, hear what it is that you do, your God-given talent, whatever it is. If you sing, if you rap, as long as it is, and we're not saying it has to be Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But if it's good soul music that ain't talking about your mama and, you know, she's so good, and, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. Let me not even go there. Y'all know the people I'll be talking about. If it is nothing like that, please hit us up. We welcome it. We want to have a blazing show 2012. We have we have three more. Yeah, we got three more Fridays in this month. And we plan on bringing some great people to you guys.
Well, yeah. 17th.
No. Friday, baby doll.
Yeah, I'm saying. I'm going to say
the 9th.
The 9th.
The 16th. The
16th. Yes. The 23rd.
And the 30th. Okay, so, well, excuse me, I can't count. We have four more Fridays in the month of December. So, please, hit us up. Let's talk a little bit. Let's chat. Let's laugh. Let's goof off.
I'm sorry.
Give the email address. Email address. Here it goes. B-Raw, B as in boy, R-A-W, _radio@yahoo.com.
hit us up on Facebook. Of course, it's the wonderful facebook.com/Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. If you want to get us on personal pages, I'm Denise Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y. You can find me under Atlanta, or, of course, my place of employment, Double Fisher Scientific. I'm there. If you want to find Lady Di, she's under Diane Ramsey. And, of course, if you want to find my big-headed brother, Mr. Ron the Peculiar himself, he is under Ron Thomas on Facebook, and he's also under Ron_the_Peculiar on Twitter. And Lady Di is under Lady Di, L-A-D-Y-D-Y-A-2.
Yes, because I put an I in it. It's D-Y-D-Y-A-2.
There you go.
So, 7 minutes before the show, we are about to sign out. And
well, I want to make a request. Molly says it best. It says, I hate you. And because we hate bullying so much, because we hate people, well, let's not say we hate people. We hate the acts that people do to make them really, really, really ugly. We're going to play this last track, and it's called I Hate You by Molly Music. And it really talks about his non-love for the devil, but essentially, we can apply that to anything that is not of God. If it's not of God, you know, God told us we should be able to hate our mother, our father, our sister, to a point where we don't put them above him. So, and I guess it is okay a little bit to hate. It's healthy. I don't care what y'all say, it's healthy. Sometimes a little hate is healthy. If it wasn't what it was, if God didn't want to feel some of the emotions that he don't want to feel, he won the game. That's my stance on it, and I'll stick with it. I know I probably lost some followers after that comment, but hey, it is what it is. It's true. God says in his word, he hates certain things. There's certain things that he hates the world. He hates sin. Hey, it is the truth. I'll walk by my dad. Get over it.
Welcome to the trip, y'all. This is what I did with 24/8.
Seven. You got 8 days on all about? Seven?
Man, it don't feel like it.
It's your girl, Lady Di.
We are going to be signing off in 5 minutes, but I will go ahead and play Molly Music. We appreciate you guys tuning in, listening for another hot show. Please tune in next week, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are going to have another blazing pop. I'm not going to say you're here yet. You're gonna have to log
in and we'll say amen. But here's Molly Music. I hate you on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. Love y'all.
Peace.
Peace. I hate you. You would like, you would cheat, you would feed. I hate you in the depths of my soul, man. I mean
you.
Forget what you used to, forget what you heard in the word. A light, I laugh, I feel the bit I walk with. The more I eat, the more I hate the mouth that you talk with. Holiness before me, pull me back when I get near it. I punch you in the face if you were in the spirit.
But the enemy comes on me to kill you and to destroy you. Doesn't matter your racial, man, woman, girl.
Nothing about you. He's trying to take you out. It feels good, but you're dying, man. He's nasty and he's mean. Come on, the winning team. Don't play with him no more. You see, I had to let him go. Cause I hate you. You a lie and the truth ain't in me. Trying to kill my parents, my brother, my sister.
You want to kill me, but it ain't gonna be easy, no.
I despise you with all my soul. I'm disgusted by your presence alone. Yes, God can mold me. Yes, I'm saved and my body's holy. Yes, I was gifted, but Christ unfolded me. Don't believe the lie, y'all, the devil's phony. He's just mad
got an open door, he can't cruise. Trying to take me out, yeah, he can't close. I got a word now, y'all, and I'm going low.
Like no weapon formed against me, yo. You can never prosper.
Never seen the righteous of the Lord forsaken. Never seen the good.
Yeah, someone's the real, though. I'm tired of this mess. Sick of this thing that we are accomplished.
Grandmama and you. Of the name of Jesus.